Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here we go. This will be the last week we get to hear. I mean, you know, this was the last week of Rob Morse in 2020. Now this will be the last time I get to speak with my next guest this year. Of course, we'll just carry it on next year. But joining me again from, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and this is Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How was your holiday?
It was good. It was good.
Good.
Holidays for me, and I mean, I've been out of the military for 30 years, but I still have that thing happening where it just doesn't seem to bug me as much as, you know, to not be around for some of these.
I know what you mean.
So anyway,
I didn't mind it this year at all.
You didn't mind the holiday? Although I did go down the road here around, like we have a couple of streets in South Carolina, the upstate, that I refer to some of them as things like Mad Max Boulevard.
Except, a little dystopian there, or what?
Yeah, primitive. I mean, when these people get out there in the traffic, I'm just waiting for, you know, there to be some rampage fighting out there in the middle of the intersections. It was like Night of the Comet on Christmas Eve. You know?
Really?
I mean, it was just done. I mean, nothing was going on at all. So, that was sort of odd feeling. But, you know, beyond that, it was okay, I guess. I didn't like COVID Christmas too much, no.
That's what I said I didn't mind. I don't mind a quiet, stay-at-home kind of Christmas. That's what we generally do most times anyway, so. It worked out for us, but I understand it's difficult for a lot of people.
I just like signs of life.
Yeah, I know. I understand. A lot of
anyway.
People do.
So, in any event, let's get into this, shall we? So the AP can't put a finger on the reason for the spikes in shootings and murders in the U.S. Tell me about this. I mean, is this just them being obtuse, or what's going on?
Obtuse, obstructionary, I don't know what they are. If you read their article recounting the reasons why 2020 saw a spike in so-called gun violence, and you search the almost 1,000-word post, you don't find the word riot, you don't find the word jail, prison, bail, or defund. So how complete could this article have been if you don't mention the fact that after the death of George Floyd, we had nationwide rioting for, what, a month, 2 months, longer in some places if you live in some place like Portland, or that cities and states all across the country emptied their jails and prisons of allegedly nonviolent offenders who exited and then went right back to work being, you know, doing what it is, the things that they do, or that we have a huge defund the police movement in this country that has caused police forces to cut back on the number of cops on the beat, not to mention record numbers of cops who are leaving those forces and making 911 times, response times, balloon. So that we have some factors other than COVID and the associated financial distress, which is certainly real, to blame for the number of shootings and deaths involving firearms in this country.
Well, I mean, I think it would it be safe to look at New York and say there's a microcosm for you of what's going on here? Because Giuliani had them pretty squared away for the size of the city they are, as far as their crime was concerned. Gun rights, not all that great, but you know, much better than they used to be, much better than the Deacons era. Yeah, and then even Bloomberg continued it for a while. I mean,
you read my mind. He did a very good job of keeping the crime rate extremely low. And I used to work in New York City for a week a month for a couple of years, and it was crime just wasn't something you even thought about. The city was that safe back then. This was in the early 2000s. But all it takes is one change of in the top job, and you put somebody like Bill de Blasio in, and now we have zero bail in the city, which means that if somebody's arrested for almost anything short of murder one, they get out without having to post any bail. They're back on the streets within less than a day, doing what it is they do. You have, you know, the Giuliani broken windows law enforcement policy, meaning that you prosecute even petty crimes, because if you prosecute people for committing petty crimes, typically you're snagging people that are committing more serious crimes. All that stopped. There's just no emphasis on law and order in New York City anymore. Not to mention the fact that de Blasio cut $1 billion out of the NYPD's budget.
And now their crime is going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting... I mean, I used to always have this. I thought there for a minute there might be some sort of reform happening. I don't remember why I thought that. But anyway, I've always wanted to go there just to go to B&H Camera Store.
That's a great place. I love that store.
Never going to get to go there.
I've been there
dangerous.
A number of times, but it's been a long time, and I'm sure I won't get a chance to go again.
Yeah, too dangerous. It's too dangerous now. Plus, you know, I have a better camera store to go to. I go to Bedford's, so... Anyway, I mean, this has all come about since COVID. I mean, they cut like $1.5 billion. Is that how much they cut?
It was at least $1 billion. Yeah, out of, I think, an $11 billion budget. Yeah, and they disbanded what was called their street crimes unit, which I think were undercover cops or plainclothes cops who walk the streets and provided more coverage than just the average beat cop did. And as soon as these types of things happen, gun and firearms-related crimes skyrocketed in the city. You saw this big spike, and everybody's scratching their head wondering what happened.
Yeah, well, I know what happened.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do.
Yeah, I know what happened, but I'm...
coming.
Yeah.
As soon as they started.
So... watching those guys. So anyway, we're coming up on the first break of the hour, and for those of you who like what we're talking about, this is a very prolific website, thetruthaboutguns.com. What is on the, and I don't know what the time would be, but right now the story we just talked about is the top story on the front page. That will be gone in a matter of hours. It'll definitely be gone by the, not because Dan takes it down, but because it will cycle through, because they have a bunch of people writing. They write a lot of articles every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Right now I need some counseling, sir.
How can I help?
Okay. So, you know, I have a YouTube channel, and I try to shoot YouTube video different from other gun reviewers' YouTube video because everything else has pretty much been done. And the only way I think to actually gain any following is to do something a little different. So, the other day, I was at a gun shop in Columbia, South Carolina, and they had this used SIG P365 there. And, you know, that's the hotness. All the cool kids carry the P365, don't they?
Well, lots of them do. The Springfield Hellcat's done pretty well for itself, too. But, yeah, the P365 seems to be the number one choice these days.
Yeah. So I got it. Full expectation I was going to run it. Now I have run other small guns before, but I have always done a little bit to them simply because they were single stacks, and like the M&P Shield or the Glock 43, I just felt like they, like with the Glock 43, I completely changed out the slide to get something with a little texture on it, so I could run the slide a little easier, and I could run the gun even though it was teeny tiny, and I could do things like immediate action, reduced stoppages, that kind of thing. So then I get this gun. The whole thing in the review I'm going to do, first of all, because of the ammo situation right now, I didn't go out there and shoot it 200 times. I shot video on the left, I shot video on the right, and I shot it in slow motion. That was it. You know, one mag each. And he got tried by some other people, and that was about it. But what I was running into is when I decided, you know, one thing I do that I don't normally publicize with a gun when I'm testing a gun is I'll stick snap caps in it and see if I can do immediate action. And with that gun,
sure.
I don't know if it's because I was being clumsy that day or whatever. Every time I would try to do the immediate action, what I was doing was I was actually catching the round as it was popping out, and it was staying in there and it became a stovepipe. The only way I could do it was to do it differently, to grab it by the front of the gun, front serrations, and run it. But, I mean, if you've been to a class, if you've been to more than one class, what is it that they tell you to do when you have immediate action? What's the other thing they tell you to do? They tell you every gun's going to fail, and this is why you got to learn immediate action, right?
Right. You mean you're talking tap, rack, bang, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I couldn't do that with that gun. And, you know, my hands are arthritic. I'm clumsy. I'm used to running full-size 1911s. I'm used to having a gun with an optic that I can hit high and run it out there. None of these things are present with this gun. So I get up there on the video and I go, listen, because of its size, I don't consider this to be a fighting handgun, and I'm probably not going to carry it because if it does have a failure, I'm probably going to have trouble with it in the middle of the gunfight.
You have large hands?
Yeah, well, I have stupid hands. Anyway, I don't have my dexterity is going. I wake up every morning. I have to make fists a lot, and even my trigger finger is sort of almost like clicky. It's like hinged up.
Sure.
So I published that video, and you would have thought that I had attacked the Christian community, and then it got exacerbated because the gun feed saw it. And they posted it on there, and then they sent me a Twitter message. Hey, we liked your video. We posted it on our website. And they come out of the woodwork.
They were doing a favor, getting more traffic.
The owner of the website, I fully believe that, but at the same time, the last time I sent him an email, I sent him, your readers are sort of vicious, aren't they? Because they were coming at me like I had attacked them personally.
Well, people do tend to get invested in the guns they carry, and they take it as a personal attack if you say something bad about it. And the fact is, look, not every gun is right for every person. As great as the P365 is, and it is a great little gun, that doesn't mean it's right for everybody. If you don't have the manual dexterity anymore that you used to have, or if your hands are too big, and when you press the magazine release, the magazine doesn't drop clear, hangs up on the heel of your hand because your hands are big and beefy.
Yeah.
Not every gun fits every shooter. That's why you need to try out a variety of guns, at least hold, you know, if you can't rent them. Hopefully you live in a place where you can rent a gun before you buy it. But if not, at least hold it, manipulate it, cycle it, you know, there in the gun store before you buy it. Check to make sure that it feels good in your hand. You know, the magazine will drop clear for you, and your hands aren't too small for the gun or too big for the gun. I have very small hands, so a little gun like the P365 or the Hellcat work great for me, but they don't for everybody.
I'm going to try one thing. I'm going to try one thing, which completely defeats. One guy had a decent suggestion. He said, well, you should try a 15-round magazine and take the magazine release and switch it around to the other side. Because when I used to have a VP9, that's the way I dropped the magazine, was with my trigger finger.
Okay.
He thinks I might be able to. Yeah, that's what I was saying, but it's worth a try. I'm going to try.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get rid of the gun. I mean, the little gun shoots really, really well.
Oh,
and
no,
it does. It does have its purpose. I apparently didn't get one of the ones that I know the first two generations or iterations of this gun had some issues. Apparently, this is not one of them.
Yeah, so, those have long since been fixed.
Yeah, so I don't have an issue with that. And, you know, maybe I would run the gun and it would never fail, right? There's some guns that never, ever fail, right, Dan?
Every gun is perfect about action.
Oh, okay.
There's no such thing as perfection.
Oh.
But we do live in a golden age of unbelievably reliable everyday carry handguns.
Sure.
And the P365 is certainly among them. So is the Hellcat, so is the Shield, so is the G43, and a variety of other very popular everyday carry guns that are supremely reliable. They're not perfect. Nothing's perfect. You could get a bad round. Nothing works perfectly every time.
Yeah.
Give it a try. It costs you nothing to switch the mag release from one side to the other. And invest a few dollars in the 15 rounder and see if that helps you.
Yeah, that was the one thing. I bought two magazines for a Ruger 10/22, and that was cheaper than one magazine for the
P365. Well, yeah.
Anyway,
always inexpensive.
Yes, we're coming up on the next break of the truthaboutguns.com. That is where Dan is the editor in chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is bashing the Trump administration for not giving his team information on national security.
We just aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
During remarks in Delaware, Biden singled out leadership at the Department of Defense and Office of Management and Budget for throwing up roadblocks. The House set to vote on Monday on $2,000 direct payments to eligible Americans. If it does pass in the House, it then heads to the Senate, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on President Trump to get Republicans on board.
Today I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act. These Senate Republicans have followed you through thick and thin. Get them now to act and support the $2,000 check.
USA Radio News. The motive behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville is still under investigation. The FBI looking into any and all leads that might explain why Anthony Warner set off the device. Warner died in the explosion, and we're now starting to hear from some of the Nashville police officers who warned people to get out of the area.
Probably about 5 minutes after we're there, I'd say that the timer then started counting down. The explosion went off. I got knocked to the ground. I immediately got up. Luckily, no injury, nothing like that.
Nashville Police Officer James Llewellyn, who's been with the department for 3 years. The Midwest bracing for another snowstorm. The National Weather Service in Des Moines saying more than 6 inches of snow could start falling in Iowa as early as Tuesday. Southern Minnesota also going to be hit with 3 to 5 inches of snow. Heavy rain and thunderstorms possible in the east and south later this week. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's go to Kat Ainsworth. She wrote an article, which is actually, she's making a point about two topics, but it's actually sort of all topics when you think about it, because it seems like America wants to live in a fact-free environment.
Yeah, a lot of people do, don't they?
This one, however, it makes a, you know, I guess there's a, and this is coming out of Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Star Tribune. They decided to compare COVID to guns and make the case they're so much alike.
Yeah, it's insane. People will bend the facts, quote unquote, to fit their argument. All the time, and they in the Star Tribune article, they claim that that our problem is we live in a fact-free world and people aren't willing to listen to science, and that's part of the reason COVID has been such a problem in this country, and that the same thing is true of guns. It's just crazy. I mean, the problem is, the truth is, the facts have always been on the side of gun rights supporters. What our friends in the civilian disarmament industrial complex like to do is pick and choose facts. They love to talk about the number of people who die in this country every year through criminal or self-inflicted gunshot wounds. What they never mention, however, is the number of people who defend themselves every year with a firearm, whether it's from robbery, rape, murder, whatever. Even the CDC, of all people, say that happens hundreds of thousands, if not millions of times every year. And the CDC pegs that number anywhere from 60,000 to 2.5 million times a year, depending on who's doing the counting. So wherever you peg the number, the quantity of defensive gun uses in this country dwarfs the number of people who die from firearms every year. So it is, by any measure, a net societal benefit to have people armed in this country, law-abiding citizens having the ability to defend themselves and their families. But, again, our friends on the other side of the issue tend to avoid that aspect of the equation, and they don't follow the science.
Well, you know, the things they mentioned, they're bookending what I... Have you ever looked at those charts about premature death, the 2.5 million we experience every year, roughly?
Sure.
Well, I mean, cancer and heart disease are number one and number two, and they swap back and forth all the time. Gun homicide, true gun homicide, not self-defense, not suicide, that comes in really low.
Yeah, that's like, 5,000 to 6,000, I think, a year.
After you break it down, I mean, especially if you take away all the drug shootings, all the gang shootings.
Oh, well, that goes down to like a handful.
Yeah, then it gets into that murder she wrote kind of murder where there's actually people killing other people for other reasons besides, you know, they didn't get a good cut of coke or something. So
right.
When that happens, then the numbers go way down. And, you know, that is that... Are they just stupid, or are they purposely misleading, do you think?
They're disingenuous. They're lying, and they're picking and choosing facts that support their narrative. You know, people on our side sometimes do the same thing, I have to say. But if you look at the totality of what guns in the hands of civilians, the benefits and the costs, the benefits far outweigh the costs of this country. Never mind the thinking of them as a bulwark against tyranny, as the founders intended. Just in terms of the simple God-given right to armed self-defense that we all have, that keeps hundreds of thousands of people safe every year, millions of people. There are 100 million gun owners in this country. The number of accidents and murders in this country are almost a rounding error. They're so small. They're all tragic. Nobody wants to have any of those things happen. But nobody wants to have car accidents either. Does that mean that we shouldn't have cars available to people in this country? No. The freedom of individual transportation and all that is a net societal plus, just as armed self-defense in this country is a net societal plus, one that we don't want to do without, or most of us don't want to. A few of us would love nothing more.
When I saw this, and their statement, gun violence remains one of the most potent threats to U.S. public health. How many people die due to medical misadventure a year? 400,000?
It is at least a quarter million is the last number I saw. If you look at medical misadventure, basically medical errors, malpractice, and that type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's just a huge number. That's it's what is it, 7 to 10 times roughly of the number of people die from gunshot wounds. If you want to really do something to save lives in this country, have doctors practice medicine better than they do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do about the cancer thing. Heart disease is pretty much, at least in my case, heart disease was something I manufactured. Wasn't born with it. I made it happen. I overachieved on that one. But,
there's a lot of behavioral issues that result in disease in this country, and there's also hereditary. I mean, some people have heart disease, cancer, those types of things run in some people's family. And again, some of us smoke, some of us drink, some of us do things we shouldn't do and bring it on ourselves. Look, we have a free society, and no one wants it otherwise.
Nope.
Or most of us don't want it otherwise. We want to be free to make our own choices, and that means that we have to deal with the consequences that those choices bring about.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, this kind of stuff, like from Kat. Kat's been there for a while, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
Yeah, I mean, she's been a guest on the show. I've met her, I think it's SHOT Show, at the Aero Precision booth, I think. And this is the kind of stuff she writes. This is the kind of stuff that all of Dan's people write. And all of this is available every day, all day, at thetruthaboutguns.com. If you want to go there and see a rapid aggregator of news and creator of content, thetruthaboutguns.com is where you need to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You know, I know that he pays for this with his dividend income from all of his investments, but Michael Bloomberg did not get a whole lot of bang for his buck this time around, did he?
No, not this time. Really, and if you look at it throughout all of 2020, which included his laughable run for president that lasted all 4 months, and in which he flushed $1 billion.
He did win American Samoa.
He did win a few votes there, a few electoral votes there. It's been I think he spent roughly $250 million a vote, an electoral vote, or
delegates,
yeah, exactly, for what he won. So that didn't go well. And his campaign this fall didn't go terribly well either. He's flushed about $60 million into a number of House races, didn't win a single one. And he flushed all kinds of money that he funneled through every town for gun safety. And that didn't go well either. And, one of the people he tried to defeat, was in North Carolina.
Young Mr. Robinson.
Yeah, Mark Robinson, who made such an impression on people a few years back with his, after Parkland, when the local city council tried to ban gun shows in his time. I want to say it was Greenville, North Carolina. I might be wrong about that. But he gave up and gave a very impassioned speech and got all kinds of attention. I know I saw him at the NRA convention the next year or something like that, and he became something of a celebrity. But he thought about how he could make make more of an impact, and he decided to run for lieutenant governor, and he won, despite having Michael Bloomberg spend all kinds of money to defeat him. But it turns out that an attractive person with the right message can beat somebody who has bottomless pockets and is spending all kinds of money against you.
In terms of his one-loss record, I don't have any idea how we could figure this out, but, I mean, has he actually changed one, and has it gone in the direction he wanted it to go?
Oh, I'm sure there are a couple. The article that we quoted from indicated that every town threw money into, I think, three or four races, and they only won one of them. Plus, you have to think back to what he did in Virginia a couple of years ago in terms of flipping the House, in terms of key races there. And he flipped the state legislature from Republican to Democrat control, and that resulted in all kinds of gun control efforts. Or new gun control restrictions in Virginia. So he has not been without a few wins, but 2020 has not been a good year for Mr. Bloomberg. Then again, you know, the guy's worth $54 billion. So the fact that he flushed $1 billion in the presidential run, and who knows, maybe $100 or $200 million in the fall, on the fall campaigns, that doesn't make a big dent in his wallet.
I wonder if he can write that off as a loss.
Maybe. I guess. Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with campaign laws to know.
Me either. Me either. So, anyway, I just, the question becomes for me with, you know, this is very near to carpetbagging to me. When you get this outside money coming in. I mean, we saw this in Washington State. We saw it in Oregon State. You know, Bloomberg likes to go into Texas. He wants to go into Florida. He's doing all of these things.
And we're seeing it in Georgia right now. I mean, with the amount of money that's being poured into that state on both sides of both races, Senate races and the runoffs, hundreds of millions of dollars. It's coming in there from all across the country. So
yeah,
carpetbagging is a real thing.
I very much enjoyed when when this all started happening, how a bunch of Californians were getting out there saying we should move to Georgia so we can vote Democrat.
Yeah, you have to establish residency, and I don't know what the requirements are in Georgia, but it usually takes more than 30 or 60 days, I think, in order to vote. You can do it legally.
I wonder if you can set up housekeeping at the extended stay motel. And declare, maybe. I am a Georgian. Ich bin Georgia.
Yeah,
ich bin ein Georgian. So, I don't know. I look at these guys like him. I look at Gates. I look at definitely looking at Soros. I'm waiting for Soros. And maybe I shouldn't say this, because yeah, I'm waiting for him to be declared an enemy of the state.
Well, he's somebody who's had a real, palpable, measurable negative effect on law and order in a lot of cities in this country. Through the money he's poured into prosecutor races, latest of which is the win of the prosecutor in Los Angeles. But in cities like Chicago and St. Louis and the others just failed to come to mind, but I know there are a number of them around the country. That's where he's focused a lot of his cash, and it's had a real effect because a lot of these prosecutors refuse to charge or prosecute people for certain crimes. They run a social justice oriented prosecution office. And so some people are prosecuted for some crimes and some aren't, depending on what their social circumstances are or racial circumstances are and perceived victimhood is. And it's corrosive, and it is having really bad effects in the cities where Soros' money has been effective.
So anyway, I get a good kick out of that, and watching these guys, and the fact that they sort of operate with impunity. What would happen, do you think, if a regular citizen got caught financing terrorism?
Well, I don't think we could say that Soros has financed terrorism. He's made targeted campaign contributions in certain races. I'm not willing to go so far as to say that's terrorism.
So you don't think there's enough evidence out there to say that he was financing Antifa?
I have not seen that. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but that's not something that I've looked into or seen at all.
I'm waiting for that to come out because I know the marshals have broken into the line of communication. Because that would be what I'd want to know about these particular guys. And the way I would find out is obviously not the way they wanted to find out because I would already know. I would already have established a chain of things to ascertain where the money was coming at, etc. But that would be more of a military-esque type of exercise. It would probably be frowned upon in polite society.
Yes, I'm guessing it would.
I tell you what, we're running out of time though. I'm glad to be back, glad to have you back, and hey, we'll talk again in 2021.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, same to you.
All right.
Coming up next, have you ever wondered how to be a Second Amendment grassroots operator? Well, my guest does it on a daily basis. His name is Tim Knight. We're going to talk to him. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.